So I'm here in Hinckley Town. I've been sent on an errand by my grandmother. Her television is broken. She has got a little portable that she's watching right now, but the big beast that normally takes two people to carry it has totally died a death. So what do you do? Well, most people, I guess, throw it away and get a new one. But my grandmother comes from the old school, the right school in my mind, and that is, can we get it fixed? Yes, I think we can. Let me have a look around. Three people mentioned the same Hinckley gentleman. I guess his name must be Terry, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And Terry has a company called Terry Vision. T-E-R-R-I Vision. Now, you won't see him on the internet. He exists in the flesh, mostly. And I've just come down to the workshop, and there are televisions on test, televisions in bits, televisions waiting to be repaired. And right now, you're taking the back off the beast that I've brought round. Do you know the model of it? I don't even know the model number.
No, not dry. 32, PW.
Oh, it's one of those long...
6315.
But it's a Philips. And you did look at a serial number on the back and you said, I think I know what this could be. So you've obviously fixed these before.
Yes.
Why don't people fix televisions more often?
New technology.
They just want the latest and greatest.
They don't want the old big TVs. They want the slim line. They're prepared to pay for it. And they weigh up the cost of repairing the old one against buying a new one.
But you said that to get a TV fixed, if it's something, you know, a simple little part, it can only be, you know, 50, 60 quid.
Yep. But it's companies out there that charge 50, 60 quid just to look at it.
Right. Oh, 50, 60 quid with you. Yes. Other companies, it might be that just for them to look and take the back off. Well, you have very kindly, because of my grandmother's age and, well, maybe just because you're a nice guy as well, you said, I'll have a look at it for nothing, tell you how much it costs. And I've brought it over to save you any extra trouble. It is a beast. Is it worth fixing?
I should know in about...
We will know shortly if it is, I guess what we used to call in the trade, BER, beyond economical repair. If it is beyond economical repair, could this be used for any kind of spares? Because I know in India, nothing goes to waste. Everything's stripped down and reused. Do you ever have call to do that yourself, or is the technology moving on so fast?
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Really?
There are parts here that can be used on another TV of the same type. Again, we're down to cost.
Yeah.
Putting second-hand bits into second-hand TVs.
Whether or not they're... I mean, are they built to last? Are TVs built to last?
These are built to last.
The one I've
i.e.
got.
This is... could be up to 10 years old.
Is it really?
These...
flat screens?
They're repairable, but again, it's more like replacing panels than repairing the panel, because you can't get the parts to repair the panel.
Right.
The panels are expensive.
Yeah.
They've come down as a product so cheap now, people don't even... they don't bring them in. They've also got a fixation that's going to cost them an arm and a leg to get these repaired before they even come in here. That annoys me, because they can come in here and I can give them an estimate.
Yes.
No. 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't even charge them for the estimate.
Fair enough.
So they're not losing anything, but it's a case of getting them in the door.
Exactly. People think, uh-oh, telly's broke, that's going to be expensive. Now, the TV is the only thing that I don't take apart myself and have a look, because, to be honest, I know there's a lot of voltage on the back of tubes in particular, and if I'm even more honest, I nearly blew myself up once. So I know that it's best to take it to a professional. Is it the same with LCDs? What's the thing that goes mostly? You say the screens.
No, screens, very rare for the screens to go. It's the panels that go, inverters, power supplies.
So what do you mean by the panel, sorry? That's the control panel?
No, that's a board.
Oh, okay, a board within.
Board within the TV.
So you're handing me now...
Yeah, that's an inverter board.
Oh, right, so this is about 12 inches long and 3 inches wide, and it looks like any PCB board with components on that you'd see from a computer. It does look a bit suave and sophisticated compared to the old style boards, which
that's a board out of an LCD.
Oh, that's LCD as well, and that's got transformers and massive components on.
Here go.
What are they?
Transformers.
Okay, small transformers. Oh, okay, I can see the wraps of copper wire around them.
Not available.
They're just not available.
Not available.
So you have to change the whole board. Wow. So
same with these.
What kind of cost to change a board?
That board to a customer is about £140-150 fitted.
So if you've got a £600-700 TV, it's got to be worth it.
It's got to be worth it.
Definitely.
The trouble is that £600-700 TV is now worth £450.
So they're thinking, well, I wouldn't. I'd be thinking, fix the thing.
If it comes in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That past flyboard there, that can be up to £200 fitted.
That's got a lot of beefy bits of components on there, so I'd kind of understand that. That's when we're thinking this is not economically viable.
Yes.
So what I'm thinking is give it a go. There's a very good chance you can find a place where you can get cheap estimations on how you can get your telly fixed, or if you are in the Hinckley, Leicestershire area, it is well worth popping over and speaking to Terry of Terry Vision, because you never know. If he's in a good mood, it probably won't cost you anything. And that's rare, is it? Thanks very much. Well, you're laughing now, so I know we're all right for the moment.